One, two.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of podcasting game. The Super Ugly Show.
Woo! How are
you?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
This
Tuesday. Holy shit. Fucking Richie Super Ugly Show.
Yo.
What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie. Not you, asshole.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is in. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is.
You're a fucking mental piece.
Camel toe is in.
Fuck you guys.
A lot of people don't like light. That's part of the show. It's part of the light. Hey, come on, no! No! If you hear to piss off people. How valuable is your life, really?
Yeah.
Fucking Rocky.
Yes.
I came up on your call.
Hi, Tuesday, we're here. Biden's president. Stuff happened. Yeah. That's it.
All right, good show, guys.
Who gives a fuck about that? I'm so done with politics. Like, I really am.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
No, let's talk about the fucking... the fight that I predicted how it would go.
What?
I predicted how it would go.
What the... Oh, can you hear me? I don't think I can hear myself, yeah.
No, no one cares.
Hello, 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 hello.
Make sure number three's off.
Yeah, hold on.
We'll just unplug it.
Yeah,
I predicted it.
You did not predict that at all.
1,000,000% I did.
What did you say?
That he has too much money, he's got lazy, and I want him to win, but I don't think he's going to win, because I don't think he's got the eye of the tiger. If you remember, in the barbershop, I even said it to you.
Did you say it on the show last week?
Probably.
If somebody heard that, please, right, because I don't remember anything like this.
Well, that's because your memory sucks a dick.
All right, so whoever...
You can't even remember what fucking color underwear you got on right now, I bet.
It's red.
Yeah. Bro, who wears red underwear?
If anybody remembers him saying that, please, just let me know if he's bullshitting or not, because I don't remember any of this.
All right, well, I'm not. And...
Yo, they looked fucking great, though. Both of them looked really good.
No, Conor looked like shit.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He looked good. He just wasn't. He wasn't fighting and bouncing around in and out the same
he's
way.
He's Rocky
he fights.
After he beat Apollo. He's got too much focus on other shit.
Yeah,
I guarantee he didn't train the way he normally trains for this fight.
He probably does, but he's got a lot on his plate and shit.
Because
you know?
He did it to himself. No one told him to fucking start a whiskey company and do all this other shit.
Yeah,
that's on him. And I knew it was going to happen. Everyone asked me, what do you think this fight's going to happen? I said, I think Poirier's going to win. I don't want him to. I want Connor to win. But I think Poirier's going to win this fight. And that's exactly what happened. He got lazy. Money makes you lazy.
The exchange
you lose
was,
the drive.
The exchange was awesome, though.
Poirier's.
Oof.
Yeah. Annihilated.
Wow.
I love all the memes that are coming out, too.
Well, I haven't been on like that.
Oh, just fucking him with a blanket on. And says,
fuck.
Yeah, just all sorts. One of them, I just saw Mark posted. He had a blanket over him, and it said, would you like to continue, like, the Netflix thing? You know what I mean?
Okay.
When he just fell asleep.
Yeah, yeah. You still watching?
Yes, that's what it was.
Holy shit. Was.
But, yeah, I kind of seen it was going to go down that way, because... He wasn't the same Connor, even in the interviews and everything. Like you could tell he wasn't in it.
Yeah,
he wasn't in it.
He was fighting good though, up until you know. But he wasn't. He wasn't.
He landed a couple good shots.
He sat there, planted his feet, and started trading with this kid. Like, you got to expect somebody's going to get knocked out when you do that.
Yeah, but Connor's never been dropped like that.
I know. That's why he felt comfortable in a pocket doing it.
Well, you know, you live and learn, Rich, as they say.
Yeah.
You live and learn, and he's learned twice in a row now.
Yeah. Did you see Jake Paul is, I think, fighting Ben Askren?
I don't care about that. I hope that kid drops dead. I hope him and his brother both drop dead.
Why?
Because they're just annoying little
they are, like,
internet trolls. That's all they are. Why are we making these people famous? Fuck him. Fuck his brother. The fact that he has $50 million pisses me off. What does he have $50 million from doing what?
No, he got people to back him.
Either way, the kid, what does he have his money from? From doing what? This.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you what he does. What does he do on YouTube?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I think he does like
the only other time I ever heard of him was when he went into the dead forest and made fun of the dead body in Japan. The suicide forest. That's the only time I've ever heard of that kid up until him talking shit. I wish someone would just walk up in the street and just fucking knock him out. Like, fuck that kid and fuck his stupid brother. Hmm. Fuck them both. I hope they both drop dead.
It's a little harsh, no?
No, fuck them. Fuck them both. They're useless. Cut the dead weight. They're worthless fucking humans.
What do you think about Chandler and Hooker?
Who?
Mike Chandler versus Dan Hooker.
Was that a fight that night?
It was the undercard.
I don't, you know, there was good fights. I don't remember.
There were good fights all night. There were good fights.
The girl fight was good.
Fucking people getting dropped and shit. It was a nice night.
Was there 7 fights that night?
I don't know. I was watching all night, in and out.
There was a lot of fights. Felt like it was more than 5. Typically, there's 5. But, yeah. So, and then you got the GOAT. Anyone who says differently, go fuck yourself. Tom Brady making it to another Super Bowl's 10th appearance.
Well, he made it to the playoffs. That's it so far, right?
No, he's in the Super Bowl.
Is he?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's in the Super Bowl. 43 years old.
Get the fuck out of here.
42, 43, however old he is.
See, there's no fucking, if anybody says he's not the greatest of all time,
you're an idiot. Yeah, you're an absolute
fucking
idiot.
That's truth.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
And then it makes you wonder, like, was Belichick really that good of a coach, or is it just Tom Brady's that fucking good?
Well, they put together a great team with the Patriots.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is now he went to the Buccaneers. It's his first year there.
Yeah.
Wow. And he's in the Super Bowl again.
Wow.
Like, clearly it's Tom Brady. Yeah. Like, you know?
Yo, he's the fucking greatest.
He's the only, well, he's the second or third quarterback to do it with 2 different teams.
Wait, he's on the what, Bucks?
Yeah.
Ah, Vinny fucking Testaverde's old stomping grounds.
I only remember him as a Jet. And, you know, now you got Patrick Mahomes, who's, the second coming of God, apparently, in the NFL.
Mm.
And you got the GOAT. Like, this is, you couldn't ask for a better fucking showdown.
I love
you got
Brady.
The young blood and the old blood. Like,
yeah.
I want Brady to win just for the fact that, you know, I want him to be like, hey,
yeah,
fuck you, young kid, I'm still here.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm not. I didn't retire.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty fucking cool, man.
I ain't hear no bell.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want him to, and I want him to win because it pisses off all the football fans.
Oh, they hate him.
They hate him.
They don't want to admit it either. Like,
which makes me root for him.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, like, I don't have a fucking horse in the NFL race, and I can really give a fuck about the NFL. If the company folded tomorrow, I'd probably be happy.
I would, too.
But, you know, the fact that Tom Brady making winning pisses them, the real fans off. I'm like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I look good. Fuck you, stupid fans. The NFL fans are the most despicable fans on the planet.
They're cocksuckers.
They are. They're cocksuckers. They're the worst fucking fan base in the history of any fan base of anything.
I hate them. They're annoying.
They're worse than the Beliebers or the Beehive. Fuck the NFL. Fuck the fans. Like, enough with this fucking dumb league. I hate it. I hate the fucking NFL. I really do.
But if anybody was to be winning a Super Bowl, Tom Brady doing it would make me happy.
Yes.
So.
At 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Just because the misery of all the other stupid fans that
they
support this dumb sport.
Yeah. They hate him.
If you're watching and you're an NFL fan, I don't care. Fuck you. Yeah. You know, I love you, but, you know, I hate your fucking league and I think you're dumb for supporting that stupid sport.
Mm.
My team. Your team. It's not your team. Shut up.
Yeah, you're not making dick off of it.
No.
They're just raking in your fucking money.
Yep.
Your watches, your fucking everything.
Boston fans still love them. I disagree. WWE fans are much worse. No, they're not. AEW fans, maybe, but not WWE fans. Mm. AEW fans are the biggest marks on the fucking planet.
Oh, my God.
They are the fucking, you talk about a toxic wrestling community. AEW fans are the worst.
Yeah.
Because they're like political groups.
Yeah.
They're so blinded to what their shitty fucking group's doing.
Yeah.
But they'll point the finger at the other group being like, "Look what you're doing." And it's like, "Yeah, but you're doing pretty much the equivalent or worse." And you're pointing fingers like, "Fuck off." But Yeah, so good for Tom Brady. I hope the Bucks wins. No, not all wrestling fans, just the smarks. The smarks are just assholes. You know, I'm a wrestling fan. I don't sit there and fucking, I can't be bothered. I watch it, and if it sucks, it sucks. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you going to do? You took the L.
Yeah. So here's something that pisses me off. It's 2020, and people still feel the need to do this. Leave a voicemail. Who leaves a fucking voicemail anymore? Mm. I had a voicemail the other day. I'm like, fucking stop leaving voicemails. My grandmother, that's the pass. My grandmother gets a pass because she's old. She doesn't get the way the world works. You know what I mean? It's passed her by. But anyone who's under the age of 60 and you leave a voicemail, you're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole. We've seen you called. Every phone is caller ID. We know you called. I don't need to hear your stupid voice. Hey, it's me. Just give me a call back when you get a chance. Yeah, I will. Because I seen that you fucking called, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a fucking answering machine where we don't have caller ID.
Well, did they ask for you to do something, like, specific or needed something from you or you needed
No, it's
from
just
them?
Give me a call back.
That's it.
Yeah.
And when you called them back, what was it about? Anything important?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Not important enough to leave a fucking voicemail.
No.
Okay.
It's never important enough to leave. I've seen you called.
Yeah.
If I want to call you back, I will. But you leaving a voicemail makes me go, meh.
Can you tell me how close of a relation this person is to you?
I'm looking at Liam. My Anna's boyfriend, he writes, my family gets mad at me for not checking voicemails. No, tell him stop leaving me voicemails. Yeah. I seen you call. Send a text.
Yeah.
Send a text then. I'd rather get the text after the call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the fuck your voicemail. I hate seeing the little icon in my thing.
And you got to click on it so it gets it away.
And then you got like fucking 30 of them because who checks them?
Nobody.
And then you're hitting 7-8 million fucking times.
Yeah. I have people say, oh, you don't check your voicemail, huh? Because it's full. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't.
No. Why would I?
Yeah.
I have caller ID. We are capable of sending text messages now.
Yeah.
I don't need a voice message. They need to get rid of that service altogether. Get rid of it. It's useless.
It's like bringing back the beeper.
Pretty much. Like, again, in the 80s, when we didn't have caller ID, you had an answering machine. It made sense, you know? You leave a message because, you know, how the fuck else am I going to know you called?
Yeah.
But now I have several ways of knowing you called.
Yeah, including social media.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't need your fucking voicemail. Enough with it.
I don't even give out my phone number anymore. I just say, hit me on the DM. Like, you don't even need my number anymore.
Yeah, you don't want it.
So, what is that? Super ugly fam.
Well, it's all 10 minutes of it. 10 minutes saw what you were saying. Saw what you were saying today, Derek. Thought we were cool, bud. Scott, don't come in here with that shit. Bring that somewhere else, bro. All right? My chat's not for you and Derek to hash out your whatever problems you guys have. All right? No offense. You know, I love you, buddy, but come on. Keep it out of my chat. This isn't that type of show. All right? We don't do that shit here. You know, you want to have a little lover's quarrel, bring it somewhere else. That's not for this place.
Not unless you want to call, and if it's interesting, make it public.
We can't even take two calls at once, though, so, you know.
Yeah, so keep it to your fucking self.
Here's another thing that bothered me. I'm ordering Wendy's. Yeah, that's right. I eat fast food. Suck a dick. People got problems. Who eats that shit? What do you want? Yeah, I eat it because it's delicious.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, Wendy's is one of the top.
Checkers has been my favorite lately.
Hmm. Yeah, well, the Checkers fries and, you know.
Get that chicken bites and fries box. Fantastic. Couple burgers.
Well, I get the chicken sandwich from either Popeyes or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, those are the two. I don't like either one of those places.
They're good, though.
I don't like either one of those places.
You're not eating it, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know, because I don't like them.
Yeah, but Popeyes has a fucking dope apple pie.
Remember when all those assholes were fucking shooting each other over the chicken sandwich at Popeyes?
Yeah, it was worth it.
What a bunch of dumb cunts.
Yeah, look at them now. They're like, it's fucking 2 years later. They're like, damn, why did I kill somebody over chicken
sandwich?
Whoever
got killed and arrested for that, good. Good. I'm glad you did, you fucking idiots. What was your best memory of Kobe Bryant? Where do you rank him? My best memory was his last helicopter ride.
You're a fucking prick.
I rank him, right where it belongs, underneath Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You figure it out after that. There's Jordan and then everyone else.
And that's the fucking truth.
But yeah, my favorite memory was his helicopter ride.
I hope fucking somebody he knows sees this and curses him out.
Of course they will. Because Kobe Bryant's family is going to be watching this.
Can you imagine?
Derek Hans, please ban Scott. It's starting drama again. Hey, Freddie Felcher, you're getting banned. How about that? How about that? You're gone now. Scott stays and you're gone. Okay? How about that? Nobody banned Scott. You ban Scott, you get banned.
Oh, my God.
All right? Anyway, so I'm getting Wendy's. I'm at the window. I'm paying. And, you know, all of a sudden, the pig at the fucking window starts scratching a fucking pussy.
No.
Like over the pants, but like scratching a pussy.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God. And I'm looking like, what the fuck? Like, you disgusting fucking animal.
Ah.
Like, you're not even in the back. Like, you're at the window.
That's fucking gross.
Go fucking take your fucking corroded pussy somewhere else and scratch it. You don't do it in front of the fucking window, you animal.
Ew.
Disgusting.
That's real? That's fucking gross.
Yeah, it's real. Like, thank God the food's in the bag already and she's the window girl, so she's not contaminating my food. But, like, looking at that, you're like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, you're conscious of what you do. No, like, I don't scratch my balls and not know I'm scratching my balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? That's why you get minimum. That's why minimum wage doesn't go up. Because you're scratching your pussy at the fucking window, you fucking idiot.
What's wrong with people?
So I always said the Thanos snap in theory isn't the worst idea.
Now, what is that? What is that exactly?
We're half the population just gone.
That really isn't that bad.
It's not. You thin the herd. You get rid of all the fucking pussy scratches and the fucking, you know, the political pundits on Facebook, you know, and the NFL fans.
Oh, my God. The bad YouTubers.
Well, I know we'd be safe then.
Yeah, I know. We'd be really
safe.
We're
the best there is. We're the best fucking thing on this platform. Anyone who's got a fucking disagreement, come and fucking call in. I'll fucking rip your mother apart with your fucking dad's dick. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm just not in the mood today.
Yeah. What a fucking day.
I'm not in the fucking mood today.
Oh, man.
What else? What else do we got, Rich? You got anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm ready to go home.
Me too.
I'm fucking done.
Me too.
What a fucking...
Gwyneth Paltrow's stupid pussy candle exploded.
What? Oh, yeah, I heard about that one.
How does it explode? How does a candle explode?
Yeah, I don't know. I got fucking... Somebody tried to rip me off today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I put up a fucking... I put up a moped up on Craigslist for sale. Mm. So a guy hits me up. He's like...
What kind of moped? Why do you have a moped?
It's like an Italian scooter or whatever. Because I did haircuts, enough haircuts to pay for it. Because he was like, oh, you know, we'll do this amount of cuts and you can take it.
Why did you want a moped?
Because I knew I could sell it for a lot more. So I wound up doing the cuts for it. And, you know, the moped is worth like $2,000, but it doesn't have any paperwork. And I can't get the paperwork now, so I can only get like $600 for the fucking thing. So I put it up, and I get fucking a million things from a million fucking assholes. 150 cash? Like, yeah. 150 cash, dummy. Really? Like, I'm going to be like, yeah, I need the $150.
Yeah, I'm a crackhead.
Yeah.
That's a crackhead offer.
I'm asking for fucking $600-$700, but your 150 cash is really going to fucking put me over.
That's enticing me, you stupid. Don't waste my fucking time.
So, yeah. So this guy, he fucking's like, oh, you know, give me your thing. I'll send you the money, Zelle. I was like, all right. I was like, give him my fucking email. He's like, all right, I'll send the money over to Zelle. He's like, did you get the money? I'm like, no. He's like, check your email. So I check my email, and it's a fake email from somebody saying they're from Zelle.
Yeah.
Saying I need to send out $257 to the shipping company, and then my money will clear.
Yeah, I know.
So he's like, yo, did you send the thing? I'm like, yeah, I sent it. I'm like, didn't you talk to Francine? He goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, Francine, you didn't talk to her? He goes, I don't know what you're saying. I'm like, Francine died a month ago. He's like, who the hell is Francine? I'm like, oh, that's my mother. She has dementia.
So Uncle Frank's not there.
Yeah. He goes, I'm going to call the cops. I'm like, my mom has dementia. I'm like, you're going to call the cops on my sick mother. I'm like, that's not cool. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I start dragging him on because he's been bothering me all fucking day. So now I'm bothering him back.
Yeah.
Saying I sent the money. Where is this? Where is that? And that in a string line of a whole bunch of crap that went on today was my fucking day.
Yeah. No, fuck those people. We're over here debating identity versus split. Rocky's verdict. Split, is that the Shyamalan one? Right? That's the one with the...
That's the one with the little baby that turns into fucking the female.
No,
that
that's
he fucks?
Splice.
Oh, Splice.
Split is the Shyamalan one, right? That's with...
Oh, the guy that's fucking crazy.
Professor Xavier?
Different personalities.
Yeah, yeah. Identity was really good. I actually liked Identity a lot. That's the one with Cusack.
You check out the new Stand?
No.
It's good.
No, I hear it's terrible.
No, it's good.
I gotta be honest. I think Stephen King sucks a dick, and I don't like anything he does.
The Mist wasn't that bad, but...
That was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't that
For
bad.
The most part, like, Stephen King's eats a dick.
Yeah.
Like, The Shining, I know, ready, people? Ready
I
to
love
get
Shining.
Mad? I fucking hate it.
I love The Shining.
Fucking most boring fucking movie ever, not a scare to be had.
I like...
Oh, look, he's coming through the door with the axe. Here's John. Oh!
Yeah.
He's crazy. He's chasing a fucking 10-pound woman and a little boy. What a madman. I'm scared of him. Fuck that guy.
I like his contribution to the Creepshow. I don't know. I'm not a big Stephen King fan either.
Just watching The Sopranos for the first time. What did you guys first think when Vito got caught in the club? I laughed my balls. Of course we know
funny.
Which one, Anthony. With the gay one he writes. Of course we know which Vito you're talking about. When you bring up Vito in Sopranos, we all know who you're talking about. But it was hilarious. No, come on, guys. It's a joke. What? It's a joke.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny.
Fucking Vito. I love when Phil's giving his kid the riot act. He goes, "You look like a fucking Puerto Rican whore." When the kid's all goffed out.
Oh yeah,
they're eating the ice cream.
Oh my God.
He goes, "I'll give you a fucking smack."
That's so funny.
Phil was fucking great in the last two seasons of that show.
Yeah.
Split or Identity, to get back to that, I gotta be honest. Those Shyamalan movies, none of his movies really get me like that. So I'd probably go Identity on that one. Like, Split was good, but you know what it was? The last movie ate a bag of dicks. So,
which one?
What was it? Glass, right? Was it Glass? Split? What is Split? Are we even talking about the right fucking movie?
Split is the guy that kidnaps like the three or four girls, I think.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And then the last one was Glass, right?
Not
where they're
too
all in
sure.
The fucking locked up.
Where the fuck is Josh when you need him?
I don't know. I don't
really?
See him in there. Josh, what the fuck? He's supposed to be our fucking fact checker here.
A cunt.
What a fucking piece of shit that kid is. Yeah, that's Split. Split's the one with that. I mean, his performance was good, but the movie itself, I was like, meh. Again, Shyamalan never does it really for me. I don't think any of his movies really are anything worth talking about. Yeah. People bring up The Sixth Sense, and I'm like, yeah. Once you've seen it once, though, and I saw it after knowing
fucking,
the ending.
Yeah.
So I knew the ending.
The Village.
The Village, awful.
Yeah.
Signs was cool.
Signs was okay.
Signs is probably his best movie.
Yeah,
to
but
me.
That's because fucking the GOAT is in that.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mel Gibson is the GOAT. And he is the king of Christmas movies, as we all know.
Oh, Lethal Weapons.
Yeah, yeah. Unbreakable was all right. Split was all right. Glass
which one
sucked.
Was Unbreakable?
With Bruce Willis. Where he's the security guard at the stadium and he thinks he's a superhero.
What was Unthinkable?
Devil wasn't
unthinkable
bad,
was Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
That was when he
Unbreakable, where he's Mr. Glass in the wheelchair and the comic book dealer.
No, I was talking about the one where he interrogates the terrorist.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Devil was all right. That's the one in the elevator.
Oh, yeah, I like that
one. That one was all right. Yeah, Derek just brought that one up.
Very fucking cool how you can make a movie in like pretty
one
much
spot.
One spot.
Phone Booth, another good one like that.
Yes.
I love Phone Booth.
I
think that's
that
such
in a while.
Fucking good
that was
movie.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Will and Farrell. What's his face with the wonky eye? I always forget his name.
What's it?
The black guy with the wonky eye. He was also Ghost Dog.
Oh, fucking
Forrest
Whitaker.
Yeah, there he is.
Ghost Dog. Oh, my God. I want to watch that movie now.
Ah, there he is. There's Josh.
A fat black samurai.
Yeah. Oh, so bad.
Oh, my God.
So, and the Riz is in it, too.
Yes, and he goes to see the Italian boss. I want to watch that movie,
this
actually.
This movie sucks.
Oh, it sucks, but I like
so
it. I'll sit down and watch that movie on, like, a Sunday. And I won't know why, but I won't change it.
for no reason, I've been watching Marvel movies like a madman lately.
Why?
You know why? Because I'm reading and I just want noise in the background. So I just throw those on.
Yeah, but plus you've been investing in comics and shit too.
Oh, dude. I got 9 more coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just got 5 more today. And I made sure I completed, I didn't read them all yet, but I completed the Priest set. I'm completing the Sandman set tomorrow. I got all the Boys. I picked up this Hulk one. Tomorrow, actually, I have the first collection of The Mask, the Jim Carrey movie.
Okay.
But it, originally it was a comic, and it's dark and violent. And
really?
Like, yeah, it's
That's
nothing.
Pretty good.
It's nothing like the movie from what
I thought you meant the one with the disfigured kid.
Oh, I wish they made a
Rocky
comic
Dennis?
Of him, and everyone just makes fun of him. And just,
oh, my God. And beat the shit out of him. Like, why are you so fat? Why is your head so big? Beat the shit out of him.
Having a stupid map that he never went anywhere.
Yeah, you're not going nowhere, dick.
What a waste of thumbtacks.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And fucking he would ruin every baseball card with the thumbtacks. He'd put it right through.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah, what a fuck.
What a stupid moron.
Yeah, I'll give you my baseball card. You ruin it with a thumbtack.
I wish fucking Cher's boyfriend came home drunk one night and just beat the shit out of him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Remember when his stupid girlfriend's parents saw him for the first time?
And they were like, oh.
They were like, look at this fucking creature that just fucking came up with our daughter. And they never let him talk to her again.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
They kept saying, nah, she ain't here. Yeah. And hung up on him.
I would be like, yo, don't come here. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Don't ever show your fucking big head around here. Our doors aren't big enough for your stupid head to get through anyway.
My daughter ain't going nowhere near you, so keep your red dick away from her.
His casket was like those fucking backpacks that they have for pets with the big bubble in it.
Oh, my God. That's fucking crazy.
They had like a 2 fat guys sit on it like you close a fucking suitcase.
That's so fucked up. If any guys don't know what we're talking about,
Die Hard Tops Lethal Weapon. Wrong. Not even close. Sorry, Maturity Productions, you're wrong. Die Hard does not top Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon is far superior to Die Hard. Far superior.
Who said that?
It's Maturity Productions guy down here.
How dare you?
Die Hard stinks, all right? I fucking never have any interest to ever watch Die Hard ever. I really don't. It's on all the time, and I scroll right fucking past it. But you know what I don't scroll past? Lethal Weapon 1 through 4. The only good Die Hard was the one with Sam Jackson. And even that, like, after I seen it, I was like, meh, no interest to ever see it again.
Yeah.
Like, Die Hard's, they don't do it for me. Mel Gibson's the man, that's why. Like, Mel Gibson is way cooler than Bruce Willis, especially on those phone calls.
All right, this is Rocky Dennis for anybody who doesn't know. Oh, my God.
There's the real one. That's the real one.
Yeah, they made a pic. There's the real one up above, and then the actor below, which is the same guy from Pulp Fiction, the dope dealer.
Yeah, the dope dealer, yeah.
Can you picture that? And then look at the next to him. It's a picture of Rocky, but it's Rocky Dennis instead of Balboa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Head.
Somebody did that?
Yeah, I just seen that. That's fucking.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
So
I mean, if he was a boxer, you wouldn't be able to tell after a fight either way.
No.
You know,
and he'd take the punishment.
Yeah, like you wouldn't know that his face is fucked up from getting beat up.
Yeah, they were like, they'd be like, no, that's part of his image.
Yeah, no, that's just his head. He just always looks like that. Yeah, he always looks like a beat up boxer.
You can't disqualify him. Put him back in.
Fuck that guy.
fucking
Rocky Dennis. He's got a great name, though. I'll give him that. He's got a great name.
He's a tough
Josh,
one.
You love the movie Shaka? Yeah, I love that move. Nick Cage's new movie. You see that? He's got some whacked out fucking Chuck E. Cheese type movie coming out.
No.
Where he's in like some Chuck E. Cheese type place. The animatronics come alive and then Nick Cage's the shit out of it.
He what?
He Nick Cages the shit out of it. You know, he's all fucking crazy Nick Cage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It looks stupid.
No. It looks fucking cool.
Really?
Oh, the Godzilla vs. Kong trailer came out. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, that I can't fucking wait for. You put two monsters, giant fucking monsters fighting in anything, and I'm in. Yeah. I'm a sucker for fucking movies like that.
Me too. I like that shit.
I love that. Like Pacific Rim, I fucking love that movie.
Yeah. Cloverfield. I like it.
Yeah, Cloverfield. Exactly. The Kong Skull Island was fucking great.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Uh-huh.
That was really... The only one I don't like is the Peter Jackson one, the one with Jack Black.
It takes a while. You know, it's a long...
Even then, the CGI doesn't hold up at all. Like, it looks like shit. When they're running from the dinosaurs...
Yeah.
It literally looks like a kid did the green screening. It's so bad. It's so bad. Although I do like the part where those fucking weird things start clamping onto people's heads and shit, and they suck them down with the fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
That part is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, this part's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's moments in that movie, you know, but
yeah,
the new one, the Skull Island, fucking awesome.
Is it? I don't know if I've seen that.
With Sam Jackson?
No, maybe
Sam Jackson's in fucking everything, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Sam Jackson, John Goodman, Captain Marvel's in it. Thomas Cub from Project X. Underrated fucking movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Great fucking party movie. Great party movie.
Frankie said he has cauliflower face. Yeah, he wrestles. That's how he got it, Frankie. You didn't hear?
Yeah.
Cauliflower. Can you imagine? He wrestled so much. His fucking face is cauliflowered.
I was just plowing for 16 hours and now drinking. I'm talking shot, LOL. Yeah, I was just plowing too.
He's upstate, I'm guessing?
I would think so. Well, somewhere in the northern region where they get a lot of snow.
Yeah.
We didn't really get nothing. We got some sleet over here.
Yeah. It's
set.
Not too much.
Yeah, yeah. So, how long do we go for?
We're done. We're up at a half hour already.
Yeah,
half hour. Fucking shot.
Nah, let's see if we can give him a little more. Let me see what I got here.
Yeah.
Let me see what I got here. Hold on. We won't leave you just yet. Let's see. What do I got here? Let's see if any of this is even fucking worth my time. Maybe it's not. Well, this fucking article's gone already. I love that when I save an article and then they fucking pull it. Here's another one. Fuck it. All right, none of those articles are there, so I guess we're not doing that. Girl scratching a pussy. People leave voicemails. Nah, I really ain't got none. I ain't got none really I feel like talking about over there. So if anyone's got something in the chat, if you want to write it in quick, if you want to, maybe ask us something. I tried watching that Tiger Woods thing. I just don't give a fuck about him. Like, I could care less about Tiger Woods. Fuck him. He was a good golfer. Good for him. And he fucking took a bunch of pills and, you know.
Well, fucked a bunch of pussy.
And then fucked a bunch of women.
All right, listen, I'll open up the phone line. All right.
Phone lines are now open.
631-317-2277. I'll take one call and then you could fuck off.
Watch my mini series trailer and judge it. LOL, I'm scared. What's your mini series trailer? How do I say it?
Hello, who is this and where are you calling from?
Richie, you bust my balls, man, because I'm plowing in Chicago, man. What's up?
No, I'm glad you're plowing in general. You know?
What's the guy's name?
Yeah, what's his name?
It's Josh, man. What's up?
No, the guy you're plowing.
Your motherfucker, man. How come I can't see you? What, you see me?
You can't see me. I'm John Cena, that's why.
You ain't shit. Come on, though.
Yeah, we'll do it like this.
Buy AMC stock, man. I'm killing. I'm making... You start talking stocks, money, man. I'm making big money. You see that GameStop? You're a gamer.
Why? GameStop went up?
Yeah, dude, went up big for some reason, right?
Dude, I got a tattoo last Friday. The Thursday I was off because I plowed through the night and I took the day off. I could have bought that shit at $38. It's selling for $236 today.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Dude, people are making millions by AMC right now.
DraftKings, the fucking what is that the gambling thing. Everybody's passing gambling right now, so those stocks are going up crazy, I heard.
I'm AMC theaters, they're going to be the last man standing. I bought it $4.61. It's trading at like $8 today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, man, it's getting short squeezed. I'm going to drive a Lambo by next week.
You know, buy clean energy, Shep. You want money to go up? Buy clean energy.
Is your trailer? Is it? I'm sorry, not you, Josh. I'm talking to this guy in the chat. Is it copyrighted? Like, if we watch it on here, is it going to get us taken down? because we'll definitely critique it, and you know, we'll give you our honest opinion. But I don't know if you're gonna want that. I don't know if you're gonna want that, bro. You know,
yeah, Bitcoin too. Bitcoin just it went up like 30 grand in the past few months. What a
stupid money!
It's crazy. It's
okay,
crazy.
I see it here. Die for this.
I'm gonna buy my Rodecaster and rock. I want to do a show with you in the next month and a half, 2 months.
Word. All right. Can you send? I'm looking up on YouTube.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to do this because I don't want to be mean to this guy. He's a fan, and I don't want to.
Let me watch it. Let us watch it. Come on.
All right. All right. Go to Maturity Productions. MATURITY Productions. And it's literally the first video, Die for This 2021 Season 1 Official Trailer. That's it right there. Oh. All right, we got guns already. We got turn the computer right so I can see it. So.
Bad money.
All right, Josh, we're going to let you go so we can get to this. Thanks for calling him, bro.
You always shit on me, man.
No, we love you, brother. You know that.
Good talk to you.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Later.
Bye. All right. It's good. I want real feedback. Oh, man, I don't want to be the guy to do this. I can't. Like, I hate when people ask me to look at their things because, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
All right.
It's going to be easy. Smash and grab. Ride the joint way out. Shit just went completely wrong.
All right, pause it. I want to get feedback immediately.
He has my kick.
Immediately, I'm getting power vibes. Like, I got to be honest. Like, immediately, I'm getting power vibes.
Well, we didn't even get into it.
So. I know, but I'm already, like,
really?
Getting power vibes. Yeah. Like, is that, be honest, is that, like, your inspiration? Did you do this, like, because you like power? Because I got to say, I'm immediately getting vibes of that.
All right, let me see.
Go ahead.
Case. Hey, you call me in the end. I'm going to give you one day for you to get that fucking case back.
What I run for, nigga? I don't do this shit. Just wanted to get down with it, though. You ain't tell me we was shooting niggas, bro.
I played with you, your dad. Now, where is my fucking case and my fucking diamond?
All right,
who's supposed to take care of you?
I don't know if that woman's related to you, but lose her. Lose her.
Take care of
no, hold on, hold on. Also, don't use fucking so much. Like, one fucking would have been good there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It becomes redundant, and then, like...
It takes the power away from the word.
Yeah, yeah, like, you shouldn't have used it twice there.
It's the diamonds take care of fucking me.
Ain't nobody dying here tonight. Oh, no, you, man, him, because what about fucking Frankie and Sergio and that?
He sent us in blind to rob the fucking black cartel, nigga.
That girl, her delivery's good, but she's got no facial expression. She needs to work on because, like, she's coming off as an actor. You know what I mean? Like, because she has no facial expression, like, I'm sitting there going that like, she's trying to remember her lines more than she's, like, in the scene. Go ahead.
This is our reality, and that's why I need those diamonds.
This shit was and is built for me. And if I die doing this shit, then it's because I'm supposed to. I'm a fucking beast. I eat motherfuckers like
you for breakfast. Okay, pause it. That's the wrong guy to do that. That guy doesn't intimidate me at all. I got to be honest, like, you know, I could see it's very amateurish, but it's not terrible. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen
watch
worse.
It.
But that guy, he does it for him to say those lines, like Richie laughed. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the guy to deliver those lines. He's right. He's wearing a sweater vest.
Yeah.
You know, that's a call to me.
You and Tim picking up the back of us for the homies.
Now I'm tired of waiting.
I'm rich.
Yes, I can't wait for this.
All right, now,
yes.
Nigga, did you kill him with your mask on?
I didn't want to give him a Quran.
Amazing.
Oh, man, I hope he's not the guy in the sweater vest.
Bravo, bravo. Entertaining for me.
But another thing, some of the sound was definitely off. Like, you got to work on that. It wasn't terrible, you know.
I want to watch it, so.
It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but there's definitely things you can clean up a little bit there. Like, some of the acting was not great.
Yeah, the overuse of fucking is a lot.
Yeah, don't be so over the top with that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it comes across as, like, extra once you do it. Like, especially when you see it on screen.
We were doing that on the show. He was saying fucking every other line in the beginning.
Yeah, we were just constantly fucking.
It's, you know, I hope that it went down to a fucking minimum.
But, you know, when I fucking talk, it's just what I fucking do, because I fucking say fucking a lot. Yeah.
But we simmered it down, and it's something
some of the
watch.
Other guys, though, were actually really good. Like, some of them, they were believable characters. Their acting was good. That one girl, both of the girls, I got to be honest, they weren't too great. The one girl delivered her lines good. The smaller girl who was like more hood looking, she delivered her lines good. It's just there was no emotion in her face. Like, there was no expression. So, like I said, it came across as if she was trying.
And that's not
hard.
That's not meaning her to be more animated.
No,
either.
No. But just like, don't be so stone faced.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you should have like maybe a little snarl or something.
You know, stone face and then come out of pocket with like certain facial expressions with certain words or phrases.
But you can kind of tell that she was like struggling to, you know, just hoping to remember her lines more than being in the scene.
When is this coming out? Because when it comes out, I want you to let us know, because I want to watch the fucking thing. I want to see it. I'm invested, so let me know.
Yeah, guys. Maturity Productions, go around, pass it around, you know, support this guy. He's a supporter of us, so absolutely support it. You know,
cool though. I like that he
I like that he's doing it.
Yeah, it's
you know
it's
what
fun.
I mean? I'll never put anybody down for doing it. He asked me for critiques, I'm giving him my honest thoughts.
Yeah.
You know,
listen, anybody that has the balls to do some shit like that or like anything for that
don't
matter.
Don't have the tough guy wearing a sweater vest. When he was in the suit, I was fine with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he was in the sweater vest, I was just a bad wardrobe choice. It really was. Like, get him out of the sweater vest. February 20th.
All right,
cool. That's my cousin's birthday.
Can't wait. Let us
Speaking of birthdays, the big man, the boss.
It just passed, didn't it?
Turned 60.
Nice.
The other day. So happy birthday to Mr. Vince Russo.
What up, Vince?
We love you. And I think that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. I think we did our thing. Shout out to Maturity Productions. You know, I love that you're doing it.
Subscribe to the channel. When it comes out, you guys will be notified, I'm sure.
Yeah, keep doing your thing. You know, like I said, you know, there's things that could be worked on, but you're doing it. Oh, we got a call. Go to it. Oh-ho. You, super ugly.
Yo, what up?
What up?
It's the guy, you know, that guy. Sonic Boom!
It's that guy, Sonic Boom. What's going on, Sonic?
Man, I just wanted to say that trailer was trash.
Oh.
Fucking terrible. You could really clean that up a lot, actually. Richie and Rocky are being very nice about that. it's total garbage. I'm just fucking around, come on.
You know, like he said, he's a new filmmaker, so, you know, he's learning. You know what I mean?
No, that was pretty good, man. To be
honest,
that's
not somewhere.
And that's the thing, like, you know, if this guy was doing it for fucking 20 years, I would shit all up. But he's new; he's learning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's no Michael Bay or anything.
And he asked for honest feedback, and you know, we're giving him points that are legit things. Like, the sound thing was a legit thing.
For you to do a scrap copy and do what you did anyway is fucking awesome. Don't stop and just keep fucking going.
No,
man.
Just keep pegging away at it. You know, but like I said, you know, there's certain things that, you know, as a viewer. And I'm a snob, too. So, like, you know, if you're going to ask me, you're going to get the honest feedback. So, like, the little things like the sound and the facial expression things, like, those things go a long way, you know? So, like, I'm not just trying to nitpick at little things. I'm just trying to give you, as a filmmaker, you know, points of things that you should be looking for behind the camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's an honest critique, man. You guys give an honest critique, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, but what's going on with you, pal? How's everything up north?
Good shit, man. It's all good, bro. I got a fucking permanent job finally, so no more layoffs, so that's a bonus. All
right, there you go. I'm glad to hear that. How's the living situation?
Right?
How's your living situation?
Good shit, man. All good. Good. He's good, man. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, living a dream. We're literally about to wrap things up here, though, brother. So.
Did you see the Godzilla vs. Kong trailer yet?
Yeah, I was just telling Richie about it. I can't wait to fucking see the movie.
Looks fucking deadly, dude.
Yeah, really? I can't wait. Dude, it looks so fucking good. And Kong, like, he just looks like a fucking beast in it because he's huge now. He's huge.
Yeah. They made him fucking almost as big as Godzilla.
He's the biggest he's ever been in film history. This is the biggest Kong, they've ever had. But Godzilla also is the biggest he's ever been, I think, in this movie as well. He's supposed to be like 103 feet or some shit like that.
It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, they're gigantic. So, but
I just can't wait to go back to the movie theater, man. Fucking shit, go back to normal.
See, with that though, it's gonna be on HBO Max. So, you know.
Oh man, what? Really?
Well, it's gonna be both. It releases in theater and on HBO Max the same day. So, if movie theaters aren't opened up, fuck it, I'll still get to see it at home. And I got my own little kind of movie theater down here, so I can always throw HBO Max on the projector and have a feel.
All right, are your guys' movie theaters open down there or no?
They are, but very limited.
Yeah.
Very limited. My brother-in-law went a few weeks ago, and he said, it's very, very limited. So, but, all right, Scotty.
I'll let you guys wrap it up.
All right.
Man.
All right, brother. Sounds good. I'm glad everything's working out for you, and congrats on the job, brother.
Thanks, bro.
You too. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Congrats on your job, your new job. You never told anybody about it. Congrats, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, later. All right,
guys. Peace.
All right, Scotty, everyone. That's it for us. We're going to wrap it up. Frank for sure. This is a Frank for sure. Hello.
Richie, Rock, what's up?
Oh, it's not a prank. What's up?
It's Maturity Productions, your boy Vince, man.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What up?
Nothing much, man. Just want to appreciate you guys for checking it out, man. Me and my guys, I'm a new filmmaker, but... Me and my guys, we all shot that like 9 months, and so
yeah, we're gonna pump the shit out of it. I want to watch it. So when you put it out, I'm gonna speak the shit.
Let
out
me
of
ask
it.
You now: have you seen like State Property, Belly? You said you didn't see Power, but that's fine. Like I kind of got a Wire vibe from it, a little State Property, a little Belly vibe. What was the other one that they did? The Rockefeller movies. Paid in Full, right? Was that the other one?
Yeah.
So I kind of get those vibes from it.
Meaning the black people?
No. No, meaning like, no, I'm meaning how it is. Yeah, meaning how it is. Yeah. I didn't say, boys
us,
in the hood.
Let us, I know. Let us know when the first episode or whatever you got coming out, because I want to watch it, so.
I love the Super Ugly Show. I think I might have talked to you, Rocky, on Facebook last year about being on the show this year, so I just appreciated it, man. We, like I said, I'm new to it, but I shot it all off my iPhone, and, you know, keep working at it, man. Don't stop. The Florida project got nominated for an Oscar shooting their movie on an iPhone, so don't, you know, that shouldn't deter you. You know, if anyone's like an iPhone, fuck those people. The Florida project got nominated for an Oscar, it was shot all on an iPhone.
Yeah. Yo, if you do it right, like where something is like fresh or new, the sky's the limit, man. Don't fucking stop. You'll get it somewhere or sometime. You'll get it.
Let me give one more critique. Get better gunshot sounds. You like those were very very stock gunshot sounds, and like you could tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, like at least change them up a little bit because different calibers will have a different sound. You know what I'm saying? The fact that every gun had the same sound, again, I'm nitpicking, but, I'm trying to help. You know what I mean? And, it's something stupid. I know it sounds stupid, but it's something that, as a viewer, if you know about guns, a 9 doesn't sound like a 45, and a 45 doesn't sound like a 22. You know what I mean? So if you're going to have different caliber guns, definitely you try to find a different sound for each. Even if it doesn't match the sound of the gun, just have a different sound for each gun is what I'm saying.
Definitely. Well, I hope y'all like it, man. It's 8 episodes, and we, getting ready to start shooting season 2. So I definitely take all of that into season 2, and hopefully I can make it better, man. I definitely stepped out this year or last year on COVID.
Yeah.
Kind of just had a ball to do it. So Awesome. Appreciate it.
Now's the time to do it, man. Andrew Schultz got put on Netflix doing the same type of shit, bro. So, you know, go do your thing.
Keep working.
Anyone who's, you know, going to put you down for doing it, fuck them. They're hating, you know, and they ain't doing shit with themselves. So they just want to take the time out to shit on other people doing things.
Yeah. Yo, just look at it. Man. Look at it like, just look at that like your scrap copy, man. That's all it is. You know, it's
exactly.
your scrap copy.
Somewhere.
Yeah, exactly, brother. All right, yo, Maturity, we'll get you on a like a real actual, you know, we'll give you some real time. Yeah, we'll set something up. Hit me up on Facebook and we'll set it up.
For sure. I definitely just wanted to call in and make sure I just hit you up. But love you guys. Love the Super Ugly Show. Fuck anybody else.
All right, thanks, brother. Maturity Productions over on YouTube, guys. Go subscribe to his channel. We're getting out of here. RussosBrand.com. Go subscribe. It's only $3.95 a month. You get brand new shows every single day. OPRadio.com. Go subscribe over at OPRadio.com or wherever you get your podcast statement. Games.com. Go place your free prop bets, all you can pay to play. And that's really it, guys. That's it.